Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Now, here's your host for On the Mark, Joe McGranahan.
Welcome on board On the Mark, brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, selling more cars, satisfying more customers since 1915. We are trying to make contact this morning with Linda Gladstein, who is the Israeli bureau chief for the Media Line News Agency. Linda just had a report, if you heard the CBS News on the hour at the top, she had a report on about what's going on there in Jerusalem, and CBS was kind enough to put us in contact with her this morning, but our producer tells me that the phone number that we have for her keeps ringing and ringing and ringing, and we aren't able to get through directly at the moment, but we're still trying to see if we can get a hold of Linda from Jerusalem this morning to talk about what's going on over there. Our telephone number this morning is 570-743-9565. That's 570-743-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236, but be sure to include the keyword OTM at the start of your message. On the Mark is brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, a family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and the Kia dealership on Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Find out more about them at sunburymotors.com. They invite you to visit the Quick Lane on North 4th Street in Sunbury, where they specialize in all types of service on vehicles, state inspection, and nitrogen for tires, and they're open Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. till 6 p.m., Saturday, 6:30 a.m. till 2 p.m. You can find them on the web at sunburymotors.com. They sell Ford, Hyundai, and Kia vehicles. They are a premier service provider for all makes of cars and trucks and all sizes of trucks. They have a large truck shop, a parts department, a body shop, an alignment shop, and a repair garage for all types of vehicles. They're a master towing service with decades of experience. All right, we are, as I said, still hoping to make contact with Linda Gladstein, the Israeli bureau chief for the Media Line News Service and a CBS correspondent in the area. She would be joining us live from Jerusalem, but we are still having trouble. Our producer tells me that the phone number we have keeps ringing and ringing. Perhaps something has happened in Israel, in Jerusalem in particular, that keeps us from getting through this morning. So until he's able to make contact with her, assuming that he is, we'll go on with the program. And our first caller is Stan, who wants to talk about Hamas. Stan, you're on the mark.
Well, considering that there's a few groups responsible for what's going over there, one in Israel right now, there's probably three major ones. First, number one would be Hamas. They're the ones that did the attacking and the butchering and the slaughtering. Number two would be Iran, the ones that have supported them financially for years. And number three would be the Biden administration for allowing $6 billion to be released to Iran so that it could free up money to fund more terrorism. So, I will put it in that order. Hamas bears all the majority of the responsibility, because they're the ones in there actually doing the butchering and kidnapping and maiming and raping and whatever else they're doing in there. Now, the real question, what we need to find out, and I don't know, I've seen something one place that they thought there might have been some sort of major cyber attack upon Israel's infrastructure that caused them, that they didn't recognize or detect them soon enough to put a real brakes on the attack. I don't know. So that'll be sorted out in the future. But they hit during the Jewish Sabbath and a Jewish holiday. So, you know, I guess they celebrate like we do Christmas around here. You know, their holidays. So things aren't quite as they ain't as high of alert. And Hamas knows this. So what's the answer here, Joe?
That's a good question. What is the answer?
Well, in my opinion, and I believe the Israelis are doing it, they need to go scorched earth on the Gaza Strip. That's what Hamas wants to do. They want to go scorched earth. It's time for retaliation to end this. They need to get rid of Hamas. The people in the Palestinian area of Gaza Strip elected these people to run their government years ago, but they haven't had an election since, from what I understand. So the people really living there don't have much of a choice, and those people and the militants, the terrorists, use them as human shields.
Yeah, well,
that's a known fact.
No argument about that. They have.
So, and they do that for propaganda reasons, because you know that there will be a lot of civilians when the Israelis go in and take out Hamas, because their infrastructure, their command centers are all within schools, churches, well, not churches, but the mosque, that's the right word for over there. You know, the mosque, the schools, the churches, the hospitals. So they hide their people there, their weapons caches and all that in those buildings. And those are the buildings that the Israeli are going to strike, and people are going to die. But you know what the news media, we already have it here right now with all these protests going across the country in support of the Palestinians. Well, the Palestinians are ones that are committing the atrocities. It wasn't the Israelis that did this, was it?
No.
Now they'll say, well, in the past the Israelis have. Well, I don't believe that neither.
Well, it's a shame that this is happening over there. I think there's been a tremendous failure in the intelligence community, and that's what we were hoping to talk to Linda about in Jerusalem this morning. And I'm told we cannot complete that call. Is that right, Rob, that we can't dial out foreign from here? We can't?
Correct, yeah. We can't dial internationally from
here.
Well,
I tried my cell phone, and the call can't be completed as dialed either, so... Okay, well...
That is correct, yes.
All right, well, sorry. I guess we won't be able to get Linda Gladstein this morning, but, you know, we were hoping to talk to her about how Israel, which is constantly on alert, I mean, their neighbors have been hostile to them largely for years, how they could have snuck in thousands of missiles to fire at them like that, how they could have assembled them in a place where they could be fired without Israeli intelligence or our spy satellites catching it.
They've been smuggling those weapons in for years, you know, and then you got Hezbollah out of Lebanon. They were shooting missiles into Israel too, so they got it from two sides right now. There was missiles coming in from Lebanon yesterday or the day before. Maybe I get screwed up with the time change, but anyways, so you know, and did the intelligence agencies? I mean, the U.S. intelligence agencies. Where were they at? We spent billions of dollars for them to keep an eye on things all around the world. How did they miss it?
Well,
or did they miss it and not warn the Israelis?
And I think, and it's terrible to say, and I don't mean to inject politics into this, but I think you have to inject politics into it. When America looks weak, the international stage becomes unstable. And whether we like it or not, right now the Biden administration looks weak.
They've looked weak for years.
I'm not saying that a hardline right winger like Trump would be any better, but I mean, I think we are not exuding strength on the world stage at the moment.
All right. Would it have happened with Trump? We don't know. We'll never know. But anyways, the other question is the weapons. I've seen pictures of the terrorists carrying, their M4s and stuff. How many of those came from Afghanistan and Ukraine? That's going to be questions that need to be answered. And they will be able to find out with serial numbers unless the administration has erased all that information to cover their butts.
Yeah, well, that's a possibility, too. We don't know for sure, you know. But I find it, you know, we have had a traditional strong relationship with Israel, and it just breaks my heart to see people in New York rallying in support of Hamas. I mean, I don't know. You know, they keep saying Israel has committed atrocities over there. I'm not aware of the extent of any atrocities they committed, but it's sure easy to see the atrocities committed by Hamas.
Well, they say this: the atrocities Israel commits is when they go in and try and take out Hamas strongholds, which are hidden in the schools, the hospitals, the mosques, and there's people in there that aren't militants.
Okay.
That's the atrocities.
Yeah, amen. All right,
so,
Stan.
You know, it's propaganda with them people. Time to go scorched earth. Have a great day.
Thank you. We have one call on the line and one coming in. 570-743-9565 is our hotline number this morning, and I want to make sure I get the right number. Jim from Shamokin Dam, you're on the mark this morning. Good morning, sir. Hello, Jim. Are you there? Well, I hear something in the background, but I don't hear Jim. Going. Jim, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me now?
Well, yeah, speak up a little louder if you would.
Okay, I'm trying.
No, that's better. That's
I'm talking
much,
about...
That's much better.
I'm talking about Biden's $6 billion. This $6 billion was locked up by Trump, and it was held in South Korea when he was president. Now, in the meantime, they helped get released 5 hostages, and they had moved the money to Qatar. Qatar has the money locked up, and none of it's been distributed to Iran. But the new talking point for Republicans is blame this whole thing on Biden because it's always Biden's fault for everything that happens. He is involved in this, and this is the turmoil in Israel because Netanyahu got a right-wing government formed, and the people hate it, and he wants to demolish the Constitution, just like Trump said he'd like to eliminate the Constitution in our country so he could be a dictator. Same thing Netanyahu. Well, there's so much turmoil over there, it's probably affected a lot of their intelligence because military people and just citizens are fed up. They've been protesting for weeks about this, and I'm assuming that Netanyahu either was notified that something was going on, but they didn't follow through, and this is what ends up happening. This hasn't been going on for weeks and weeks. This didn't just happen in a two-day period or a week period. This attack was a main problem, and it was set up probably by Iranian's elite forces.
Okay,
so
but don't you...
I wish you'd quit bashing Biden for everything.
Well, I'm not bashing him for everything, but let's face it. He is running our intelligence operation. He is the President of the United States, and this is happening on his watch, just like Ukraine is happening on his watch. And you say he bears no responsibility, none at all.
I didn't say that, but is the United States responsible for every country's national security around the world?
Well, we've taken on that job in many instances. Let's face it, we have.
They're getting billions of dollars every year in aid from the United States. That is to develop a secure system to protect their people. They have the Iron Dome, which is being stressed out further than it's ever been before. Because not too many times have we ever seen 2,000 missiles and rockets launched within a short period of time. And this is just a major failure. Maybe it's part of the United States, but I'd say it's about 95% failure of Israel. And the United States, about 5%, because we're funding everything they need over there in Iraq to protect their country and their people.
But you know, and I think you'd agree with me, Jim, that Hamas has been an avowed enemy of Israel for a long time. And the fact that they're in control in the Gaza Strip, or largely in control in the Gaza Strip, should be a warning both to the United States and to Israel. And how we could miss all those rockets being assembled. They had to be shipped there. They weren't manufactured in the Gaza Strip. You know, we had to have some intelligence about this stuff moving from one place to another. I mean, let's face it, if we're paying all this money for spy satellites and intelligence and we can't find that out, I'd say we're wasting our money.
Either that or Israel's sleeping at the wheel. Maybe they were celebrating not being in war for 50 years, and they just laid down and just forgot about it.
I don't think under Netanyahu that would happen. I think, really, he's probably the strongest possible leader for Israel at this time, whether you like him or not.
Why didn't they pick this up? Why weren't there border guards at these gates and fences? Why weren't there military establishment? Why did it take almost 2 hours for the military to even show up after attack started? Somebody was sleeping at the wheel in Israel. You may think Netanyahu was on the ball, but there's something going on. And I went down to some of the secrets might have slipped out from Mar-a-Lago someday.
Well, what
There's
about...
a new conspiracy for you. Since we're on the air, I'd like to talk about this. There's a new conspiracy floating around that actually Putin is buying credit cards and shipping them to Republican congressmen. And that's how they're getting their funds in from Russia and influence from Putin. Why would Republican Congress people say they don't want to fund Ukraine? Why would they say that they're friends with Putin? Putin's an enemy that destroys people's lives. He kills innocent people, steals their children, takes them from Ukraine to Russia and is brainwashing them to hate Ukraine, and probably Ukrainian people will never see their children again.
Sounds like Hamas.
This is just one more corrupt country around.
Sounds like Hamas, doesn't
what?
It? Sounds like Hamas. Things they're doing. Hamas, yes, Hamas. It sounds like Hamas. Stealing children, you know, creating, killing people.
Oh, did they steal 16,000 children?
They've stole children away from their parents. There have been videos of it on TV.
They stole 16,000 children.
No, I don't know if they stole 16,000, but if they stole one, it's too many.
Ukraine's last attack by Russia killed 51 people that were at a funeral. Can you imagine it? They don't care where they bomb, just like Hamas is doing right now. They're hitting innocent people. But what are you going to do about it? Everybody in the Palestinians aren't terrorists. There's groups of them, and it's just a shame that these people have to live under their rule, supplied by Iran money and weapons.
Under whose rule? Hamas, you mean?
Yeah, and funded by Iran.
Okay, fair enough. Well, I don't know about your latest conspiracy theory. I haven't heard about Putin shipping credit cards to Republican congressmen, but we'll certainly leave the microphones open for anybody who has more information on that. And may I ask where you got that?
It's really a shame that the Republican Party is in such a disarray that they can't even vote for anything. And the biggest involvement in our politics in this country is that one senator can hold up everything in the Senate. Rand Paul's holding up money for Ukraine. Tupperville is holding up promotions in our military. Vance is holding up money in other departments in the Senate. It's just our Congress is so broken it should break down and start all over again. One person should not be able to hold up the whole Congress.
Well, I agree with you. You are absolutely correct on that, Jim. Hey, thanks for calling. We appreciate your call as always, sir. Thank you. 570-743-9565. Our hotlines are open. Give us a call. Email us at onthemarketwkok.com. Text us at 70236. We have a couple of emails, but Bill's on the line from Bloomsburg. Good morning, sir. You're on the mark.
Hey, good morning. I'll straighten the sheet out, that last guy. We're going to go over the budget, right? The House was passing the budget, right? The Democrats were getting everything they wanted to get in the bill. But what happened was the House wanted, there was the last payment for Ukraine, right? There was going to be no further payments to Iran in that particular bill, right? So what happened was, McCarthy got that in there, right? The Democrats found out that Ukraine money was going to get shut off. Ukraine has the dirt on the Bidens, the tapes, everything, the money trails, right? So what happens is Bowman goes and hits the fire alarm, right? The Senate is in an uproar. They quickly pass a Ukraine budget to put it through. The House was telling everybody, listen, we're going to cut that Ukraine money off because we want our border taken care of first, right? So they pull the fire alarm. They pass the Senate with the money for Ukraine. Bin Dun Biden comes on TV and says, oh, we're gonna build 20 miles of wall, which is blowing smoke up the American people's butt. So when it comes to election time, they can't say to turn everything around that the House was going to push this through. So they got to look good on TV. So that covers the bill. And the Ukraine money. The Ukraine has the dirt on the corruption. Now, getting back to Hamas, the $6 billion that released, and I always said this for months and months and months on your program, stop looking at the headlines and look at the big picture and what's going on in the world, right? And the guy that's going to take care of all this is the Trumpster. Iran... It got me wound up, that last guy. But Iran is $100 billion plus in 2 years since Biden's been in office. Iran has funded terrorism and killed more American lives than any other country. Right? That is a fact.
Okay.
And the money already has been released. He said Iran hasn't been withdrawing that money. CNN this morning coming on defending, saying all that money's being withdrawn for food and whatnot, they've already been drawing that because they're coming on. This isn't the reason why they're not giving the money.
they're using it for other things. They're using shell companies. They're taking that money just like the Bidens. Iran came out and said, we're going to do what we want with that money. U.S. ain't going to tell us. And when Trump was in office, when he was pouring that oil and drilling that oil and underselling all these other countries, they were going bankrupt and they were losing money. China was losing money, the trade. Iran was losing money. Venezuela was losing money. And we were getting wealthy. And it's the big picture. I've been saying it for years.
Okay,
the
big
picture, look at the world picture.
Well, you know, let's face it. There's an argument on both sides of this issue. I mean, I know you disagree with our prior caller. And he made a couple of very good points. You know, the simple fact is that it's hard to pin this on any one person. I think that a lot of this trouble stems from the fact that America right now, in my opinion, and it is an opinion program, America looks rather weak because Joe Biden does not exude strength.
He's weak.
He doesn't exude strength on the world stage.
He probably gave billions of dollars of equipment and military equipment in Afghanistan. He has, Ukraine has his blackmail. Iran, we're weak to them because he released that money. Lord knows what kind of backdoor deal he got on that one.
That is a concern. There may be, you know, I don't. Anytime you release people in exchange for money, no matter what context you put that money in, it looks like you're buying something from somebody, and that the only reason you got it is because you gave them money.
Listen, the Trumpster would have had them. You give us them people, or we're coming in for you. We'll take. I'll just take you out. Like he used to said that to Putin.
So
I know exactly where you're at.
Yeah, but what you're advocating is an abandonment of diplomacy, and let's start a war every time somebody does something we don't like.
No. It's like Ronald Reagan. It's peace through strength. Peace through strength. When we're an economic power, and we control everything. We're democracy with through strength. Like,
yeah.
Listen, this is the way you're going to do it. You're going to stop being a scumbag and killing people and acting whatever, because we're going to come in here and bring in and we're going to roll with peace through strength. And we don't have that right now.
So
and China and Russia and Iran are going to get us.
How do we demonstrate our strength if we don't actually use it?
Listen, we through technology. But China has infiltrated us so bad. Iran has infiltrated us. And Biden even had Iranians, they just pulled their Iranian clearances in certain high departments, you know, as far as interacting, he had Iranians, like, actually working for Iran with security clearances that were just pulled.
Okay, but what I'm saying is this. You're saying that we don't take, in essence, you're saying we're not going to take any crap from you, scumbag, as you say. You tell him to stop being a scumbag.
We can't say that now.
But bottom line,
not with Biden.
Yeah, but the bottom line is sooner or later, even Teddy Roosevelt, I mean, the days of the speak softly and carry a big stick are gone. I mean, everybody's got a big stick now.
Yeah, it's gone because we are the sheep now.
No, I'm just saying.
And in the next generation, and we're going to lose this great country.
America is not obviously the superpower that it once was, and I think that sparks a lot of aggression on the part of other people. If they sense weakness, if they sense blood in the water, they're going to come after us. In this case, they come after our surrogate in Israel, and the fact that we didn't see it. I mean, let's face it, we spent all this money, and we didn't see this coming. We didn't have satellites focused on
Gaza Strip. They initially attacked a concert out in the middle of the desert, like a rave party, which is like an underground party.
Right, I know
what
a rave is.
For adolescents or young adults, which they have them around here, but they don't put it on the radio. Hey, we're having a rave party. And it was an unadvertised party out in the middle of the desert. And when they attacked and they took out the guards and the gates and they took out that concert, well, they're out in the middle of the desert having this party, and they attacked everything. They just happened to have bad timing for that. In the end, Hamas, they're scumbags backed by Iran.
Okay.
I mean, who cares if this or that, or they took a security guard they were an hour or two late. I was watching TikTok live Israeli video stream from all these pedestrians over there and all that. This is sad. It's sad what's going on. I was sitting there watching people get shot and killed right there live.
Yeah, it's sad indeed. Listen, Bill, we got to move on. Thank you for your call. 570-743-9565. The hotlines are open. We'd like to hear your opinion on what's going on in the Middle East this morning. Give us a call at 570-743-9565. Email us, as several have done, at onthemarketwkok.com or text us at 70236. We'll be right back.
Want to work for a stable yet growing company? Got it. Want to work for a family-owned business with over 100 years' experience in taking care of customers and employees? Got it. Want to work for a leader in selling more cars and satisfying more customers? Got it. Who has all that? SMC Sunbury Motor Company is looking for technicians across all their departments. Whether you're an entry-level technician, an experienced technician, or someone looking for a career change, Sunbury Motors would love to hear from you. They're looking for technicians for their quick lane, car and light truck service, heavy truck service, body shop, and frame and alignment division. You can apply online at sunburymotors.com, in person at our North 4th Street location, or call Todd at 570-286-7746. Your new career of working on Fords, Kias, Hyundais, Western Star trucks, plus anything that fits in the door, and some things that don't. Join Sunbury Motors. Your new career is waiting for you.
Today, everything seems like it's constantly changing. And just like the rest of the world, today's housing market is also changing. Whether you're buying or selling, you need an agent who can make sense of all those changes and market fluctuations to guide you through the process with a steady and helpful hand. Hi, this is Larry Johnson, president of the Bowen Agency Realtors, and we've been helping you find your perfect place for almost 50 years. That's why folks have voted us the best real estate agency in the Valley for 7 years straight. Working with one of our highly trained and knowledgeable agents to buy and sell your home saves you time, money, and gives you the best results possible. We know what's important to you, and we always provide all the details you need. Remember, our team of realtors is the most trusted in the market. We have the most up-to-date and extensive housing listings along with the most valued commercial properties. Coming or going, trust the talent at Bowen. Come see us in Selinsgrove, Grove, Sunbury, and Lewisburg, or online at bowenagency.com.
Welcome back to On the Mark. I'm Joe McGranahan. Our phone lines are open.
All this month, the stations of Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation and Evangelical Community Hospital are painting the valley pink to promote breast cancer awareness. Who's at risk for breast cancer? All women. Studies show that about 1 in 8 U.S. women, about 13%, will develop invasive breast cancer over the course of her lifetime. The majority of women with breast cancer have no known family history of the disease. So talk to your doctor about a mammogram and be sure to do monthly self-exams. Protect yourself.
Thank you for the support of our fine sponsors who make this possible. Evangelical Community Hospital, Groninger Insurance, your local Erie insurance representative, Penn's Tavern, Squeeze In, Beyond Browse, Bott's Tavern, Mike Young's Paving, and Duncan, locally owned by the Groveberg Corporation.
Sorry, I thought the extended music at the start of that spot was our bumper music, and that's why I came in there. On the Mark is brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, selling more cars, satisfying more customers since 1915. We had hoped to have Linda Gladstein, who is the Israeli bureau chief for the Media Line News Agency in Jerusalem, on the phone this morning. Unfortunately, for some reason, we can't connect with an international call from our location. And CBS was kind enough to give us her number, but I don't think they provided her with our number, so we were just not able to make contact. But we'll see if we can get somebody tomorrow to talk to us about this. You know, it is a sad fact. I mean, I was looking at some of the facts this morning from what has happened so far. Hamas militants have infiltrated Israel in an unprecedented attack, firing more than 3,500 rockets at residential areas from the Gaza Strip. At least 1,100 people were killed in the terrorist attack, and hundreds more were wounded, according to Israel's National Rescue Service. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said in a video that Israel is at war and called for a massive military response. Attacks from the Hamas terrorists have killed at least 800 people in Israel. The casualty numbers have continued to mount as the Israeli military gains control of the areas surrounding the Gaza border. Israel Energy and Infrastructure Minister Israel Katz ordered the water supply to be cut off from the Gaza Strip on Monday, 2 days after Israel halted the flow of electricity and fuel to the area. And Israel has deployed tens of thousands of troops around the Gaza border, retaking land from Hamas terrorists. Israel has lost at least, as I said, 800 citizens in the attacks so far. Another 2,000 have been wounded. And the Israeli Defense Minister, Yoav Gallant, ordered a complete siege of the Gaza Strip in retaliation for the strikes. So that's where we stand at the moment out of Israel. And my question was before, and I'll ask it again, how could this have gone undetected? And how could Israel have been caught off guard in such a way? Oren Lieberman from CNN was talking this morning to Colonel Cedric Layton of the U.S. Air Force, retired, and he has an opinion, a theory about what may have happened to catch Israel off guard.
The Palestinian territories, we're generally talking about the West Bank and Gaza, but here we're just focused on Gaza, where Israel controls the sea, the northern border, and the eastern border. How could this have happened to catch Israel so off guard?
Yeah, that's a really great question, Oren, because what you're looking at here is this really small area of territory. It's so densely populated, as you mentioned earlier. But the fact of the matter is that the Palestinians, the Hamas guerrillas, were really looking at how to circumvent Israeli intelligence. They knew that they had to get off the phones. They knew they had to, in essence, use couriers and other more primitive means to communicate with each other. And when they did that, they were able to, it looks like, prevent the Israelis from really learning what they were up to. And that, I think, gave them the element of surprise in this case.
You say primitive means, and yet Israel is known for its ability, frankly, it's spying technology, whether that's from the air or signals interception. Was this Hamas simply going low-tech to beat Israel's ability to pick up on any of this? What must have been a large cell to carry this out?
Yeah, I think it was. And what's really interesting about this is the fact that, you know, when you go into this area and you look at all of the different elements that are right here, you can see that Israel has really flanked by so many different rivals at this particular point in time, and former enemies, some of them are current enemies. And the very fact that they were able to do this, I think, indicates that they went low-tech in order to prevent high-tech means of detection. And that allowed them to go in and, in essence, take the Israelis by surprise in a way that they weren't expecting. And in many ways, you think of surprises as being something that you don't expect, but this is even more than that. It gets to a deeper level than that.
That's Colonel Cedric Layton of the U.S. Air Force, retired, with his theory, and it's an interesting theory on how the Israelis got caught off guard here. One of our emailers, Dave, says, can you explain what the Israel attack is about? Is it strictly hate or a land grab? I think it's probably a little bit of both, don't you? I mean, let's face it, the Hamas organization has hated Israel. Israel has so far not signed off on a Palestinian state. You know, and let's face it, when Israel was created as a nation, they did take land from the Palestinians. They're trying now to find an accommodation, a way they can both live together. And really, it's been a tough peace, but it's been a fairly lengthy peace that's existed over there. Say what you want to about President Biden and whether or not he's strong or not, but let's face it, when President Trump was in office, he was working tirelessly to bring peace to the Middle East. I can't think of a single large initiative that President Biden has undertaken over there that amounted to a hill of beans, but that's just the way it appears to me. One of our emailers says, and this is an interesting point, what a weekend for the Republican Party. Hamas launched a devastating surprise attack on Israel that is certain to escalate and require some form of American response. However, during this turbulent time, we have no current Speaker of the House, thanks to Republicans' inability to conduct the most basic level of governing. At the same time, literally hundreds of military promotions are on hold because Tommy Tuberville, I guess, is making America weak, now part of the GOP grand plan. If, in case you're not familiar, Senator Tuberville is holding up a lot of military promotions, as one person can do, because they normally pass them by unanimous consent. He won't give his consent because the military is promoting or providing travel for members of the military who need abortions and can't get them where they're stationed. Tuberville doesn't like that. He's holding up the promotions because the military won't reverse the plan. So that's why these our writers saying what they're saying. I guess making America weak is now part of the GOP's grand plan. Then you have Trump holding a rally during which he said Hannibal Lecter went on TV and said, "I love Donald Trump." So now he loves Hannibal Lecter. In return, of course, Hannibal Lecter is a fictional character and a cannibal, no less. Also, the actor who played him has never publicly supported Trump. Dementia Donald strikes again. But that's child's play compared to his comment that immigrants are poisoning the blood of our country. That's language straight out of Nazi Germany. Will Republicans take offense at this inexcusable comment? Of course not. The Trump worship is too strong, and embracing Nazism is a key part of modern conservatism. Boy, there I disagree with you. The lack of right-wing outrage over this remark will prove the point, no matter how much they try to deny it. I can't believe he made a comment like that, and that if he had, it wouldn't be all over MSNBC and CNN, and I didn't see it there either place this morning, so I would really like, that's from our writer EB, I would really like to know where you picked that quote up and under what context it was said. Dan, you're on the mark from New Berlin. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. You know, Stan laid out the conflict as it is today with the Israelis, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran. Israeli had enemies ever since they became a nation originally, way back, Abraham being their father. And they've always had them enemies, and the land, they don't have near all the land that they were given, what was given to Abraham way back, which the creator of the universe deeded off that land between him and Abraham. And they don't have near all of it. Now, someday they'll get it, but it'll be in the future after the War of Armageddon. Then they'll get all their land back that was originally deeded to them by the Creator. He deeded it between him and Abraham. And these battles, wars will go on till the War of Armageddon. Then the Israelis will finally get all their land back that was deeded in that time period.
That's kind of irrelevant to where we are right now with Hamas firing out of the Gaza Strip into Israel. It doesn't matter with how much land they have. What matters is what's happening to the people who are in it right now.
Exactly. This is an ongoing battle. It's never going to cease, Joe, till the War of Armageddon. They're Israelis are going to be... They're a strong people, or they couldn't survive. There's so few of them over there. They're determined to keep their land, which is rightly theirs, and even more. It don't belong to the Palestinians, so-called, or the nobody but them. It was deeded by the Creator.
Well, unfortunately, that deed isn't on file at the courthouse in Jerusalem.
It's on file in a bigger by the Creator of the universe.
Okay,
so
that
deed overrules every other deed.
So what you're saying is we don't need to pay any attention to the world situation. We shouldn't try for peace over there because it's not going to matter. We're all just going to blow up at some point.
We're never all going to blow up, Joe.
Well,
that's
you're saying you're saying it's wrong to try and get peace in the Middle East because it won't happen.
I think it's we are, we're commanded in Scripture to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We're commanded, and all of us, I think all believers, and probably a lot of other people are praying for the peace of Jerusalem, because that's what we want. And I think it's a lot closer than secularism believes. I think it's going to be very close to when we get to that War of Armageddon, and Jerusalem and Israel finally gets their land. I think it's closer than you think.
Well, what happens to the Palestinians under your philosophy?
Well, if they're not believers,
they're gonna
they
get
have
wiped
a
out.
Hot future. If they're
well,
not believers, the same as an Israeli, if he's not a believer, he has a hot future, the same as any Gentile. We're, it's up to us. We actually make our own future.
Well, then, according to you, we should just forget everything, just let everything happen over there as it will, because nothing we do is going to make any difference.
I just got done saying, we as believers, and we should be pray.
Well, you know, it's prayer is fine, but that's not going to stop an attack on you. You can't pray that Putin will leave. You can pray Putin will leave the Ukraine, but that won't make him do it.
That's what we do. What the diplomats and the rulers do, that's their thing to do. Not Israeli. We support him. It's our actually.
Well, what's the point? What's the point if they're going to get all their land back in the end? Why are we wasting American lives and treasure? Why would we do that?
Well, why wouldn't we?
Well, why would we? I ask you first.
I mean, they're our friend, they're
never
our
answer,
ally
Dan,
over there.
Never answer a question with a question. Dan.
We're going to support him till time changes. You know, we're going to be their supporter. They support us. And as long as United States supports Israel, we're going to be blessed as a nation because the creator of the universe said,
well, we don't all support Israel.
People, you'll be blessed.
We don't all support Israel. There were demonstrations in New York yesterday in favor of the Hamas and Palestinians. There are demonstrations all over the world.
That's a real shame. It's a real shame that people are that ignorant,
Dan?
Because they never read the scriptures.
Dan, we got to go. I have to take a break, Dan. I'm sorry. I love talking to you. You're always fun to talk to, but I got to take
all
a break.
Right.
Thanks
you have
a lot.
A good one.
You too. Take care, buddy. 570-743-9565. That's our hotline number.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Hi, this is Dr. Brad Schaefer. As a podiatrist, I can tell you no two people's feet are alike, which is why I recommend Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. They're customized for your feet, so you get a unique solution your feet really need, not just a one-size-fits-all insole. They're clinically proven to provide pain relief for achy feet, knees, lower back, plantar fasciitis, and heels. Take the Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics Assessment in Walmart today, now in the foot care aisle.
Wireless headphones. That'll be $200.
I'll use my Capital One Quicksilver card.
Now that's a hit. You used the Capital One Quicksilver card, which makes you the hero of every purchase. With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere.
I wanted running music, but unlimited 1.5% cash back is pretty heroic.
Good instincts. Every hero needs a theme song. The Capital One Quicksilver card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Hi, I'm Martha Stewart, and I have a question for you. You know that unwelcome guest everyone wishes would just leave already? That's COVID-19. That's why I got a COVID shot this season, designed for recent variants. Got it?
Learn more and schedule this season's updated COVID-19 shot at vaccines.gov.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Is your prostate secretly being destroyed without you knowing it? All the ads for these prostate pills, like Super Beta Prostate, Saw Palmetto, Prostastream, Prostagenics, and others, want to know which pills work and which are garbage? Now you can. Get a free copy of the new guide, Prostate Secrets, that pulls back the curtain on the prostate pill industry. Learn what is really in these pills. Which pill has over 987 adverse event reports filed against it with the FDA? It's shocking. Learn the one food to avoid that is a prostate killer, and discover the three so-called health foods that destroy your prostate. Get your free copy at prostatesecrets.com. That's prostatesecrets.com. This free guide will show you how to end your prostate problems without drugs or surgery, five important things to do to protect your prostate, and much more. Warning, this guide is controversial and may be offensive to some readers as it pulls no punches. So go to prostatesecrets.com, prostatesecrets.com. That's prostatesecrets.com.
Okay, welcome back. We've got one more break to take before the end of the program, and Chris is on the line. We'll start with you, Chris. Good morning. You're on the mark.
Yeah, the poison blood comment was made by Trump, and it was about the immigrants. And then he added something about because of all the disease and everything they're bringing across the border, and we don't know what diseases they even have.
Well, that's a medical comment. That's not a destroying the country.
If you want to take a Nazi meme and then you turn it into a medical comment, and that forgives everything.
No,
right?
I don't say it forgives it. That was a stupid thing to say. Absolutely stupid.
It was a typical Trump thing to say.
But I don't think he was referring, as with so many things Trump says, I think you're taking it, and EB's taking it slightly out of context.
I don't think the context was exactly what I just said it was.
But he wasn't saying that they're poisoning the blood of our people because they're immigrants. He was saying it because they were talking about what they were bringing in.
The blood of our people.
Right, because of diseases they may be bringing in, and that's a valid point.
As an explanation post the comment. You see what I mean?
We'll run that by me again, I'm afraid.
You take a Nazi meme and you repeat it, and then you say some mild justification for it, like we don't know what diseases they have. Well, that certainly proves they're poisoning our blood, doesn't it?
Well, I don't think that, and I'm not an absolute authority on World War II, but I've read a lot about it. I don't remember ever saying that exact phrase. That was the theory they operated behind, that anything that didn't provide Aryan blood was poisoning
the
blood.
I think the Jews were poisoning the blood then.
Well, that could have been, but I don't remember hearing those exact words.
Yeah, I'm pretty positive it was.
I'm not certain that that's a Nazi trope or meme, if you will.
And by the way, it got plenty of coverage from CNN, and I think it was on one of the talk shows on Sunday morning. And you just missed it by channel hopping so much.
I guess I did, because I've been watching MSNBC, CNN, Fox. I watch all the Sunday morning shows.
Well, they were all reporting it.
Well, I the one show I caught all the way through
except
yesterday.
Except maybe Fox. I don't know for sure Fox reported it.
Well, normally Howie Kurtz on Media Buzz reports everything, and I didn't see that on his show yesterday.
Okay, well, it's not too hard to look up.
I will look it up.
They were taking the land. The settlers were taking land from the Palestinians who were living on the land.
Yeah, true.
And they had the full support of the government and the army of Israel. So it's not like there's no reason at all. This has been going on for a long time.
No, but the Israelis have given back. They gave back the Golan Heights. I mean, they've done their share of trying to accommodate these people in the Palestinian areas. But you know, there's no compromise with people who want to kill you.
Well, the Palestinian farmers weren't the ones who were trying to kill them, but they let them be pushed off the land.
Chris, I'm sorry, I got to take the final break of the day. Call back earlier in the program, so I'd like to hear what the rest of what you have to say, but I've got to take this break. Thanks, sir. 570-743-9565. Don't think we're going to have any more time for calls today, but we have a couple of texts and emails. But if you want to take a chance, we'll have a minute left. That'd be about it after we get back with this break.
Want to work for a stable yet growing company? Got it. Want to work for a family-owned business with over 100 years' experience in taking care of customers and employees? Got it. Want to work for a leader in selling more cars and satisfying more customers? Got it. Who has all that? SMC Sunbury Motor Company is looking for technicians across all their departments. Whether you're an entry-level technician, an experienced technician, or someone looking for a career change, Sunbury Motors would love to hear from you. They're looking for technicians for their quick lane, car and light truck service, heavy truck service, body shop, and frame and alignment division. You can apply online at sunburymotors.com, in person at our North 4th Street location, or call Todd at 570-286-7746. Your new career of working on Fords, Kias, Hyundais, Western Star trucks, plus anything that fits in the door and some things that don't. Join Sunbury Motors. Your new career is waiting for you. Reliability, safety, and peace of mind. Superior Plus Propane is your partner for propane when and where you need it. Superior has ample storage in the Susquehanna Valley and a team trained in propane safety procedures. Your comfort is top priority. Sign up for propane service today and you'll receive a $250 account credit. Plus, Superior Plus Propane is donating $250,000 to the National Park Foundation, helping them to continue to protect wildlife and parklands, preserve history and culture, and connect people to the wonder of the parks. Visit online at superiorpluspropane.com/propaneoffer to sign up. Offer expires December 31st, 2023. Available to new customers who sign up for automatic delivery. Offer for new customers only. Terms and conditions apply.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Okay, we're not quite out of time yet, but we will be shortly. We'll take a couple of emails and texts here. Tom says, well, once again, this show proves that you can't fix stupid, but you can sell it in a red hat. What a bunch of nonsense. Hey, Tom, hate to tell you, there were callers on both the left and the right this morning, and you thought they were all nonsense? One of our texters says, EB, Biden's open border has endangered the USA. Women and children flee war. Single males go to war. Lots of single males crossed our border. And then, EB, your dementia patient Biden released money to Iran. He leaves the border open. How many Hamas terrorists may have crossed it? And so the invasion of Israel is the Republicans' fault? I don't believe Republicans released $6 billion to Iran. That's Biden. Hey, and we have an unmarried email we'll get to tomorrow morning. Thanks so much. Sorry we weren't able to connect with our Israeli correspondent this morning. We tried, but we just couldn't get through on our phone system here. And we will try maybe somebody again tomorrow morning. And in the meantime, thanks so much for being with us. On the Mark, brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, selling more cars, satisfying more customers since 1915. This is WKOK Sunbury.